segment of Pride Out in Texas is sponsored by the Lubbock Chapter of Safari Club International. You can learn all about them at lubbockfci.org. They got a big chapter meeting. Going to be a lot of fun. We welcome, one of our fellow hunters and a man who's always at the big Safari Club banquet every year, State Representative Charles Perry of House District 83, to the program. Representative Perry, we had that little music there, Run, Ruby, Run. The question is, run, Charles, run. Are you indeed running for Senate District 28, which is about to be vacated by Senator Duncan?
At Senate vacates, I'll be running for that seat.
All right.
I heard you speak earlier about Senator Duncan, and I can't concur more. And you and I both think way too much alike on so many levels. But what a great day for Tech, and really glad for Bob. It's a good day for Bob.
You know, I was going to be I, on that subject, Representative Perry. I was actually very concerned when I heard rumblings 3, 4, and 5 months ago that Bob was no longer sort of the top candidate for that. I really felt like they'd be making a big mistake if they tried to do anything but that. And I really just think with the legislature, with the alumni, with the things going on, that Senator Duncan is just going to be an excellent chancellor at Texas Tech University. He's been in the Senate for a long time. He has built up a tremendous seniority and reputation of a details man and a man who knows how to put together some of the complex legislative deals that have to be done. He's chairman of state affairs, which is one of the most important positions in Texas legislative government. And that seat's going to become vacant for the first time in a long time. You're saying you're going to run your district. How much are all the counties in your district already in? Are they all in SD 28?
Pretty much, but between the two districts, because of redistricting, I've served 70% of Senate District 28, and name ID's high and favorables are good, so I've actually served 70% of both Senate District 28 through both of my House districts, so
I guess
very
that,
well known, and most of them are excited about me, prospects coming back over, so
well,
good day.
I noticed, you know, the district extends, of course, in San Angelo and Tom Green County, and then was expanded into Taylor County in the northern part of Abilene. I mean, our favorite place to eat there, Bell's Chicken Dinner House, one of our Word of the Day sponsors, and really, truly a treasure. That's got to be where you stop on campaign events, you know, because that's in the district.
That'll be where I stop. I'll stop at Miss Allen's in Sweetwater and then go to Bell's for supper.
Yeah, so. It's there's a lot of good places to eat. It is a very large district. You have had a House district before redistricting that was pretty tall from top to bottom, but nothing like this 28. It's actually larger than a congressional district. And because there are only 31 senators, so we have to keep growing these in size when we don't have population growth. Talk about the varied interest, Representative Charles Perry, in that district and what you intend to let voters know that you will do on their behalf representing them if you're elected their senator.
Well, you know, obviously it's going to be oil and gas in a large part of the southern tip, and I've already got that with Snyder and Scurry County, Mitchell County, and Seminole, so that's not a foreign topic to me that I hadn't dealt with. And then agriculture throughout the middle and top part of that, and even down south. So ag and oil and gas industry are going to be a big part of that. You got Texas Tech down in San Angelo. That's part of the Texas Tech system.
Right,
so
Angelo State, right.
You've got.
And Abilene has facilities, pharmacy, school. Where the system's spread out across northwestern Texas.
It is
Texas.
Spread out. And you get the ability, I think, and now we kind of go further down south and west, which is still oil and gas. So growing up around that area and working out in the oil field to pay for Tech and working offshore to pay for Tech, that oil and gas industry stuff's not something that I'm not oblivious to, and then we've got water issues throughout the entire region of 51. So, you know, 51, probably the 51 counties are probably more water sensitive than anywhere in the state. So that'll obviously take precedent. And then you got education. You've got the extremes. You've got the rich districts and the poor districts. And in my district alone, I've got one of the richest districts in the state, and I've got one of the poorest. So it's a very diverse at so many levels, but the unique and the unifying characteristics, all of us get up and go to work hard out here, and a pretty independent spirit, and that's what makes it fun. You know,
well,
that you're going to get a fair shake.
So, visiting with Representative Charles Perry, who's just said he is indeed running once Senator Duncan has vacated Senate District 28 and there's an actual vacancy. Representative Perry's running for that position. Representative Perry, a lot of people in the district very concerned about the Texas Tech system. Most of the vote base of the district's in Lubbock, where Texas Tech dominates a lot of political interest. Your experience already in the legislature working with Senator Duncan on tech issues, how is, does that play into it? Is something you think would be very positive, considering he's about to be the chancellor?
I think so, and you know, you can't say enough about Bob's passion for tech, and there's been two different instances specifically that I've personally been involved in on the Texas House floor. Last session, we had a $10 million carve-out for UT Southwest by Representative Dan Branch that was going to take money away from all state-supported institutions and put it in just Southwest UT Medical. I was active in that debate on the back mic, just exposing what that was. And, you know, I made the point, there's only one checkbook, no matter what you call it. If you start taking money from it, everybody's got to give up something. And so I've been a pretty vocal and pretty active advocate for tech on the floor when it makes sense. And, you know, the one thing I've appreciated about tech in general, and this goes from Hans all the way down, they just want fairness in what's right. They're not asking for specific special things. And on those votes and those arguments that I made on behalf of tech, that's what they'd always say. We just want a fair deal. We don't want to know that we've been circumvented or short-circuited for some other rep, some other area, and so their agenda that carries more stroke because they got more reps. And I can truthfully say that, and I think Bob would support this, that I've been out there on those issues and out there very hard and fast in an activist role.
Representative Charles Perry announcing here that he is indeed running for Senate District 28 once that vacancy is official. Is Bob Duncan today, being Senator Duncan, being named as the sole finalist to be Chancellor of Texas Tech University. Charles Perry, I'm sure it won't be long before you've got a website up and all that good stuff. We'll visit with you then. Thanks for taking time to visit with us today on Pride on Texas.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
All right.
Have a good day.
We'll be back in a moment, my friends, with more Pride on Texas.